it's one of them songs, really. I mean, it was written really fast and recorded really fast, and it is kind of really fast, and there's loads of words in it. It was very spontaneous, and it was no thought gone into it in overthinking it. You know, it was, and it just, whenever I've been playing around the house over the last 6 months, mixing the album and doing stuff, whenever there's been people around, people just seem to have a good time listening to it and get, you know, it's just one of those feel-good songs. So it obviously is transcending, which is amazing.
Now, tell us about the video as well, because you actually directed that, didn't you?
Yeah, I've always had an interest in the videos and the writing of the videos and stuff. And to me, it's just, I guess, another form of storytelling in a way. You know, I went to film school and stuff, and I've been developing a few screenplays for feature films over the last few years, and the boys in the video actually read for one of those, so I've got to know them quite well. And C'est La Vie, the song, is actually inspired by one of the screenplays, which is about a couple of boys trying to figure out their place in life, you know, and trying to remain a gang through growing up and all the laughs and outdo each other along the way kind of thing. So it's kind of a rites of passage kind of song, really. So we got them involved in the video, put some real vodka on the table, they got drunk and went crazy, and it was a good day all round, really.
Now, the actual video itself, for anybody that's not seen it, is a bit of a party atmosphere, isn't it? And basically some of the people in it, they go, oh, this is a bit rubbish, let's turn it up a bit, let's put your brand new single on. Have you ever been to a party yourself and thought, oh, I need to get my own album out here just to brighten it up a bit? Have you ever done that?
I've never put my own album on, no. But I have put on, like, you know, Back in Black or something.
Have you?
But, yeah, I do, you know, the video kind of has a little laugh for ourselves as well. I mean, the track in the background is Handbags and Glad Rags, and we scratch that off and put this new track on. And I have been to parties where, you know, when you first leave the small town you're from, when you're in London or you're in wherever, and you feel a little bit out of place. And I think that's what the song's about, really, trying to belong somewhere or trying to find somewhere where you do belong, you know. And I guess that's what the whole thing's about, really, them trying to muscle their way into having a good time in somebody else's environment.
So tell us about the album, because, you know, we have got a few months now, haven't we? We're like, you've given us a little nugget, and now we've got to wait 4 months. So what can we expect from the rest of the album?
Well, we're going to do another single in July, and then the album will be out, I think, the Friday, I believe, or the week after we headline the V Festival. So, I mean, it'll drip feed through the summer. We'll do lots of different things through the summer, like the festivals and Tea in the Park and all that sort of stuff. So the album is a very varied record, but it's very uplifting, and it's packed with songs, and, you know, it's a record we're really proud of. So, and all our catalogue has got different styles of music, and so is this record, but it's, I think people are going to feel good after listening to it and want to put it on again. It's that kind of record, you know.
Now, finally, we've got to do a shout to the troops, because they are listening around the Forces world. And this year, the Welsh Guards are celebrating their 100th anniversary. And I know you're such a fan amongst the Forces world. So is there a little shout to them?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's amazing. My brother was in the Welsh Fusiliers, and my uncle Rhys was a paratrooper. So there's been and Richard's brothers were in the army and stuff as well. So there's a lot of family connection in our family to the Forces and stuff. And a lot of friends as well in the area where we came up from. It was, you know, not many people went to college. It was mostly boys going in the Forces or boys working in the factory. So, yeah, big shout out to them. And I know that they love listening to our tunes when we get them on. And, you know, it's amazing what they're all doing. And, you know, if they can get to a show sometime, we'd love to take them back and give them a few beers.
Definitely. And do you think if you joined, what would you have done? Do you know, have any ideas? Do you ever think about
if
that?
If I had joined?
Yeah.
I don't know, really. I mean, I don't know what I would have done if I'd been in the Forces, really. I'm a crap driver. I'm a crap in mechanics. I probably would have just ended up being a soldier. They've got everybody drunk and singing at the end of the day.
That's what they need on tour in the fobs and out and about. You just need to take your guitar and provide the entertainment, isn't it?
That's what I would have tried to just give them a tune when it got a bit low.